This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa and Stephanie, and it's crunch time. Your sales tax report is due on Monday, January 22nd, which is just around the corner. On our previous podcast, we discussed the four methods of filing and the four main components of the sales tax report. If you missed any of these discussions, don't worry, they are still available for you to review on our tax policy videos page. Steph, what are we discussing today?
Well, Melissa, today we want to review some questions coming in from you, the listeners. And then we have two guests. We have Joel Montez, team leader with Taxpayer Services, who will be giving us some insight into the Austin Call Center. And after that, we'll have Brett Hare, the supervisor from our Austin field office. And he'll tell us about what you should expect when visiting a field office in Texas.
Great. Let's go ahead and get started and start reviewing some of the questions we received from our comment box.
Okay, here's the first one, Melissa. Is there a minimum I can sell before I start reporting or collecting tax?
No. If you have a sales tax permit, you must file a sales tax return.
And then the next one, if I don't owe taxes, do I still file a return?
Yes. And that's kind of what you were talking about the other day, Steph, about filing a zero return. Remember, you discussed Telefile, which is available 24 hours a day. And as a reminder, the number is 888-434-5464.
Great, you're right. Next question. Can I get an extension on the sales tax return? I have the report ready, but not the payment.
Well, Steph, the comptroller rarely approves extensions unless a disaster has been declared by the Texas governor or the president of the United States. For more information on that, see the comptroller disaster resource page.
Melissa, what happens if I don't file my sales tax report on time?
Unfortunately, there is a $50 late filing fee. So if you have your sales tax report ready, go ahead and get it filed.
When I call the 1-800 number, I'm usually on hold, and I need to talk with someone to help me with the web file. Is there another option?
Yes, Steph. The other option everyone has is, of course, utilizing our how-to web file videos. Remember, we have that available on our website. You can just simply click the link, and it'll give you step-by-step for the registration and how to file the actual report. So if you can't get through to our taxpayer services line, because we've talked about it before, it's January, so a lot of people are calling in, remember to use those web file videos.
Perfect. Melissa, are there any discounts available?
Yeah, taxpayers who file returns on or before the due date, which should be everybody, is entitled to 0.5%. Also, monthly and quarterly filers can make prepayments of their tax due for the filing period to receive 1.25% discount. For more information on that, see Rule 3.286 for more information.
Perfect. Now, here's the final question. Do you think you're up to it?
Yes.
Okay. It's a TexNet question. If I pay through TexNet, when does my payment have to be submitted?
That's a great final question. So TexNet payments must be completed by 6 p.m. on the business day before the due date. So that means for this due date, your TexNet payment must be completed on Friday, January 19th by 6 p.m. So don't forget. Thank you to everyone who submitted their questions. Keep sending them in and we'll try our best to help you get through this due date.
Thanks, Melissa. As I said before, we have guests today. Let's go ahead and start with Joel Montez, team lead with Taxpayer Services Department. And he's been working with Taxpayer Services for 22 years?
That's right.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to share what the Taxpayer Services does for our calling public.
So, Joel, can you give me a quick explanation of what Taxpayer Services offers?
Definitely, Melissa. Taxpayer Services offers general information on taxability questions by providing reference and guidance to the calling public. We do this by offering the callers an opportunity to speak to someone who is willing to offer to walk them through the website and assist them in filing their reports through all formats, such as web file or by mail. We also provide personal experience by catering to the taxpayers' needs and getting them the right information for their business, all with providing excellent customer service.
Wow, that's amazing. I really enjoy knowing that you really give them a personal experience when calling into the taxpayer services line. What would you say the best time to call would be?
Early. Best time to call is between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.
And I'm sure our listeners will take advantage of that. Is January probably the busiest time for taxpayer services?
Melissa, it definitely is. Last January, taxpayer services handled over 50,000 calls. However, each call is handled with the taxpayer in mind. We want to make sure each taxpayer is individually attended to as they deserve, with information they receive and understand their tax responsibilities.
Well, Joel, are most of the calls in January about filing and paying sales tax?
Yes, Steph. A high number of those calls deal with the sales tax reports. We do receive also franchise tax filing notices questions, and we're happy to guide the taxpayer through their reports and answer any questions they may have about sales tax and franchise and any other taxes that the Comptroller's Office administers. Now, of course, there's always available information through our YouTube videos.
Well, then what do taxpayers need to provide to you for you to discuss their account?
Great question, Steph. Confidential information, such as their web file number printed on their reports, any payments previously made to the Comptroller's Office, the amount made, or sales amounts from previous reports.
That's great, Joel. What's a common question taxpayers have about sales tax reports?
I'm glad you asked, Melissa. Most calls that come in are about how to file my report. And of course, the question of how much do we owe the Comptroller's Office? And we're glad to help the taxpayer step by step on filling out those reports.
So Joel, just to make sure I'm clear, is a question you'll ever get about what do I fill in to my total sales or taxable sales? Do you have those numbers?
No, Melissa, I'm sorry to say the Comptroller's Office does not have records of what you sold before you reported to us.
And is that a common question that comes in to taxpayer services?
It is, and we try to explain to the taxpayer, keeping in mind that customer service is the top priority, letting them know that we're here to help them file their reports, but we don't have their figures.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time and getting everybody prepared. I know taxpayer services right now in January, y'all are slammed packed with calls, so thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for this great opportunity to share what the Comptroller's Office Taxpayer Service Department offers the calling public.
Thanks, Joel. Now let's get the inside scoop on our local field office. We have Brett Hare, supervisor at the Austin field office, and he's been with the field office for 15 years. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, let's get some basic information. How many field offices are there in Texas?
As of today, we have 21 field offices across the great state of Texas.
And the operating hours?
The majority of our field offices are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We do have a few offices that are only open on Mondays, and those guys have extended hours from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The full list of our field offices and our office hours are available on the Contact Us section of the Comptroller's website.
Great. So, at the field office, what kind of services do you offer?
That's a great question. We offer help with filling out all state tax returns, including sales tax, franchise tax, mixed beverage taxes, and all the other tax types that are administered by the Comptroller's Office. We also assist with answering general taxability questions and with any other assistance the public might require. The field office is also one of the places that you can go to fill out a sales tax application, and that way you can get your new sales tax permit when you're ready to start a new business. Along with that, we also provide new taxpayer seminars once every quarter to help those new taxpayers navigate through filing their tax reports with the Comptroller's Office.
Brett, what should taxpayers expect when going into the field office?
The taxpayers should expect to walk in, take a number, and then they'll wait till they can sit down face-to-face with one of our taxpayer service specialists. We will assist each taxpayer with whatever questions and concerns that brought them into the office that day. And we pride ourselves in providing the best customer service that's possible for each taxpayer that walks through our doors and being a one-stop shop for anything a taxpayer might need help with and related to state taxes.
Now, Brett, do you offer appointments at the field office?
At this time, we do not actually offer appointments on a first-come, first-served basis. So again, like Joel mentioned early in the morning between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock is generally the best time to come because it is going to be on a first-come, first-served basis.
I know we're in January already. Is this one of y'all's busiest times at the field office?
Yeah, most definitely. Since January is the biggest sales tax due date of the year, it can get pretty hectic in our offices. We try to work with each taxpayer to make sure we're providing the personal one-on-one service that each taxpayer deserves. And, you know, because of the sheer volume of people filing reports in January, things can get pretty busy. Sometimes we even have people standing in line waiting for us to open our doors on the due date.
Brett, I definitely see that on due date. It's always a long line outside y'all's door in Austin. But, you know, it kind of makes sense because all I hear is the great customer service offered with that personal service one-on-one that you get to work with an agent. So I understand that. And when I see the line, especially. So this past January last year, how many people did y'all actually serve?
Sure, yeah. And to go back to your previous point, even though the due date is January the 22nd, don't forget that you can come in early and file those reports well, not only in the offices, but online. Last year, during the due dates, the Austin field office had over 600 taxpayers come in on just the due date. And over our 21 total offices, we assisted over 5,000 taxpayers on the due date. And just to give you kind of an idea of how many people we see every year, our 22 offices last year helped over 250,000 taxpayers in the office.
That's amazing. With that many taxpayers coming through your doors, is there anything that they should bring with them to help you all?
Yeah, like Joel mentioned, it's extremely helpful if the taxpayer brings in or has copies of the forms that we've sent them in the mail. Each one of those forms is mailed out with pre-printed information that has most of the taxpayer's pertinent data on there, their taxpayer numbers, their addresses, their business location addresses. This helps us speed up the process for everyone and get people in and out as quickly as possible. It's also important that if they need help filling out the returns, that they bring in their sales figures for the year. Because like Joel mentioned, we don't know how much money each taxpayer made unless they're able to provide us with that information when they're in our office. And again, because privacy is so extremely important to the comptroller's office, we ask that the taxpayers bring in a photo ID or at least be prepared to answer some questions about confidential information on their account, like previous sales history, the last four of their Social Security number, or past payment amounts. And that way we're able to verify that we're speaking with the correct person and protect the taxpayer's private information.
Well, now, for the people that come in your field office, are there some common questions that you get?
Yeah, for sure. And Joel mentioned some of them before. The biggest one we get, the taxpayers are always saying, hey, I have all of my data here with me. I have all of my figures. But where do these numbers go? How do these numbers fit onto this report? What is the difference between our total sales and our taxable sales? And again, the big question is, how much do we owe you guys? And again, our job in the field office is to help the taxpayer get comfortable with filing their own tax returns and then doing the best we can to educate them about their responsibilities as a Texas taxpayer.
For the people paying reports, what kind of payments do you accept in the field office?
Yeah, in the field office, currently we accept cash, personal checks, certified funds such as money orders or cashier's checks. At this time, unfortunately, we do not accept credit card or debit card payments in the field office. However, if a taxpayer needs to pay with a credit card or debit card, they can always utilize our website. They can log onto WebFile and make either a credit card or a debit card payment online 24 hours a day.
And speaking on credit cards, Brett, would the field office, and back to Joel, would you ever ask for a credit card number over the phone, Joel?
Taxpayer Services Call Center would not ask for any credit card information over the phone. It's just not secure enough.
So no credit card numbers. All right. And what about for the field office, Brett? Any kind of asking for credit card numbers, expiration date, those kind of things?
Yeah, sure. At the comptroller's field office, we do understand that a taxpayer at some point might forget or have some extenuating circumstances that might cause them not to file or pay a tax return. When that happens, the taxpayer can expect to get a call from our office asking them to either file or pay a return. And we'll ask them to do that either in person at the field office, through the mail, or by logging onto our web file systems. But at this time, we will not ever ask for either a credit card or debit card information over the phone to make payment at all.
Wow, Brett, thank you so much for giving everyone the insight into the field office.
And we really appreciate both our guests coming in today. I know both of you guys, Taxpayer Services and our field offices, are extremely busy at this time of year. And just remember for our listeners, Monday, January 22nd, 2018, is the sales tax due date. Please make sure to get all your filing and payments in on time. Next week, we will wrap up our sales tax reporting segment of our podcast. We will be discussing some of your questions coming in through our survey located on our Tax Policy Videos webpage. As always, we thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Have a great day.